I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, we're going to look at the week-long Gesher Music Festival of Emerging Artists, and we're going to talk to that program's special guest performer this year, cellist Matt Heimovitz. He's made a name for himself by appearing at unusual venues for classical music performers, places like bars and rock clubs. Mike Isaacson will give us some insight into Billy Elliot and the rest of this summer's Muni season, and St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler names local artists Brett Williams, Stan Chisholm, and Sarah Paulson as her latest St. Louis art game changers. We begin with the Missouri Chamber Music Festival's fourth season, which began Wednesday and will continue through Sunday, with a finale at the Sheldon. Nina Ferrigno and Scott Andrews are festival co-chairs, and we welcome them to Cityscape. Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're very good, thanks.
Yeah, just fine, Steve, thanks.
We've had a busy day so far. You're fresh from the Sheldon.
Yes, our day started bright and early at 9:30 with some rehearsals over there. And we've actually left our colleagues who are performing the Tchaikovsky string sextet Souvenir de Florence, and they're currently rehearsing.
They're working hard over there.
How's it look?
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful.
Well, the festival began on Wednesday with a morning performance. You had another on Thursday evening, right?
That's correct.
So could you share a little review of that?
Oh, sure. We're halfway into our concert presentation this year. We've had just wonderful audiences come out to our first two events. We opened with a morning, we called it Mocha Morning Music. It was a coffee and donuts concert. Donuts generously given to us from Strange Donuts in Maplewood, and it was a big hit. And we had an incredible program with Maria Schlueting and Angie Smart and Hugh Hinton. Angie and Maria are violinists. Hugh's a pianist, and they did a program, the three of them together, on the morning. It was fantastic. And last night, we had a great event with harpist Allegra Lilly, flutist Mark Sparks, and the Calyx Piano Trio, myself. And we put together music of Mozart and Ravel and Augusta Reed Thomas. It was pretty fantastic.
Well, we have a recording from Wednesday morning.
We did. We brought in a live recording from Wednesday's performance of Shostakovich, one of the five pieces for two violins and piano.
Let's take a listen. I like it. We're talking about the fourth annual Missouri Chamber Music Festival, which is running through Sunday. And we're talking with co-festival directors, Scott Andrews and Nina Ferrigno. And I should mention that you are both performing over the weekend as part of the festival. Nina, you're a pianist, and
yes.
Scott, you're the principal clarinet for the St. Louis Symphony.
Correct.
Well, earlier this month, too, you held a Pro-Am workshop. What exactly is that?
It's an adult amateur chamber music workshop. We have an intense working schedule over about 4 days, mm-hmm. the first weekend of June at the Community Music School in Webster. And we invite amateur instrumentalists to come and sit in chamber music groups with professional musicians who act as fellow performers and coaches. And it's really a nice community-building experience. We've met a lot of great friends and made a lot of great music mm-hmm. with that program.
All right. Well, let's talk about this festival, and I'd like you both to respond. How does it fit in, the Missouri Chamber Music Festival, fit into the musical landscape here in St. Louis? You know, there's a lot going on in June. We've got Opera Theater. There's Live at Powell, mm-hmm. St. Louis Symphony. There's Innsbruck. There's the Gesher Music Festival that we're going to talk about a little later in the program. So how do you guys stand out?
Well, we feel like we've weaved very nicely into the fabric of what's happening. We're based in Webster, where opera theater is happening, and our concerts are designed to fit nicely into people's schedule around the opera. Our concert last night was at 5 o'clock. It's an hour-long concert and gives people time to enjoy a little chamber music and then go on about their evening if they have other plans. And we're creating some really fantastic chamber music, world-class music, because we bring people in from all over the country to collaborate with our local stars and create the kind of concerts that it's hard to come by other times during the year.
To expand on that, Nina, how do you select musicians for the festival? And I know there'll be some names that we do recognize, so talk about that.
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, chamber music, I think at its core, at its essence, is friendly. So one of the things that Scott and I were really looking forward to with developing the idea of a chamber music festival was being able to play with our friends and colleagues. So a lot of the musicians that come from out of town to come and play with us, we've known for years. Amadi Azikiwe, who's our incredible violist from New York, we were in school with. Mm-hmm. And of course, my trio mates in the Calyx Piano Trio, Catherine French and Jennifer Lucht, we've obviously played together for many years. And then we look forward to being able to bring those people into musical environment residency with the amazing musicians that we work with every day here in St. Louis. And it's really about that. Scott and I really think first and foremost about our programming. And then we sort of think, well, what would be the right personnel on this piece, on this concert? And then it's really, we spend a great many months kind of in a dreamy state. And then we get into the planning and bringing everyone here.
Yeah.
Let's talk just a little bit about the venues. First Congregational Church of Webster Groves is where most of this is happening. But I think this is a first for you. Your final concert's at the Sheldon. So is there a story there?
Well, in the last four seasons, we've had just a terrific time at the First Congregational Church. And one of the wonderful things about that particular space is that it's so easy. You know, we bring a piano in for the week and it just moves in and everyone's there in the same room together sharing these concerts. However, I'm not sure it's the most comfortable for being able to see. And so we were really excited to look into other venues that were more of a standard kind of concert presentation. But we don't want to lose the intimacy and the immediacy of what we have there over in Webster Groves. So this year we tried to branch out and we've managed to make it happen at the Sheldon, and we're really looking forward to it.
That's going to be an exciting program. Mm-hmm. And like Nina says, the intimacy of that hall fits right into what we're trying to present. But it gives us a concert experience, which I think will have better sight lines for people.
And of course, the Sheldon's famous for its acoustics.
Absolutely, right. It's the acoustical
and as a
gem.
Musicians, I'm sure you appreciate that, right?
Yes. I was just listening to the Shostakovich Piano Quintet rehearsal over there this morning, and it just sounds fantastic. People should not miss it on Sunday.
All right. Tonight, you're taking the night off, at least as far as performances go.
Right.
And then you have an event on Saturday and on Sunday, which you are both involved in. Nina, you're playing both nights, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
You tomorrow,
just on Saturday.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the program. Fairy Tale tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful program. It takes the idea of a fairy tale in some of the music, like the Ravel Mother Goose Suite for four-hand piano. It's very literal interpretation of fairy tales. We have presented in the music Tom Thumb and Sleeping Beauty. And then the concert sort of evolves into a more maybe evoking a fairy tale, not so much a literal interpretation of specific stories, with the Schumann fairy tales for clarinet, viola, and piano.
Mm-hmm. And let me just mention, too, that tomorrow night on cello is Kurt Baldwin of the Ariana String Quartet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How about Sunday?
Sunday we have a terrific program with the Shostakovich Piano Quartet, which I just mentioned, with Nina on the piano and a fantastic group of local musicians and Catherine French, who is the violinist from the Calyx Piano Trio. And then we'll finish that program with Tchaikovsky's great string sextet, Souvenir de Florence.
And also playing is a friend of ours from this program will be Bjorn Ranheim.
I was just going to mention,
from the St. Louis Symphony and the 442s.
And the 442s.
Yes.
We have a recording of something that you're going to perform on Sunday.
We do. We have a little bit of the Shostakovich Piano Quintet. It's not our own performance because we haven't done it yet, but it's the Borodin String Quartet and Sviatoslav Richter at piano.
And the 4th Annual Missouri Chamber Music Festival continues with performances tomorrow at First Congregational Church of Webster Groves, then on Sunday at the Sheldon. If you'd like more information, please go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the festival's website. Would you like to say anything about tickets?
Oh, yes. Tickets will be available at the door for both concerts. Saturday is 7 o'clock, and Sunday at the Sheldon is a 2 o'clock concert. Tickets are $25, and they'll be available there.
I just want to point out, on a personal note, that you two are married.
That's yes. True.
And have been for a while. You've
wait,
got
what?
No. No, this is news to you. But you've got a couple of kids. I think the oldest one's not even quite a teenager, right?
Right, not yet.
So I'm just wondering, are they musical, and when will they be appearing in this festival?
They are musical, and our daughter, our 11-year-old daughter, is dying to play at the festival. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we can make that happen sometime soon.
All right, well, keep us on top of that. We've been talking with Nina Ferrigno and Scott Andrews. They are co-directors of the Missouri Chamber Music Festival, which is, as I said, continuing through Sunday. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Very much.
And here are some of the stories that our newsroom is following today. The soon-to-be-dissolved Normandy School District dropped its legal effort to prevent a state takeover later this month and the constitutionality of the student transfer law. Meanwhile, the Francis Howell School District says it will not accept students from Normandy for the upcoming school year. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed a bill specifying how people can protest funerals. Nixon says the law would protect the families of fallen Missouri soldiers at funeral services. Restrictions in this area were prompted by protests at funerals of Missouri soldiers by members of the Westboro Baptist Church. And the University of Missouri Board of Curators has held meetings in Columbia over the last 2 days. They've taken action on such things as the annual budget and adding gender identity and gender expression to the school's non-discrimination policy. Join St. Louis Public Radio this afternoon for local and regional news and throughout the day on our website, stlpublicradio.org. Coming up next on Cityscape, Mike Isaacson on the Muni season, and later, Nancy Fowler reports on the latest St. Louis arts game changers. This is St. Louis Public Radio.